Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President-elect Joe Biden referred to the November jobs report as grim and reiterated Congress needs to quickly pass a COVID relief bill. NPR's Asma Khalid has more.
Biden declined to directly answer questions about whether or not he had spoken with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. But it seems the president-elect was involved in some capacity in helping congressional leaders break a stalemate, though he told reporters he did not want to reveal his strategy.
It would be kind of stupid for me to tell you what I did, wouldn't it? It'd be kind of hard to do it again.
Biden has repeatedly said help is critical for millions of people who could lose unemployment assistance by the end of the year. But he also said he spoke with his economic advisors about an additional recovery plan that he intends to present to the new Congress. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
States are facing a deadline to place orders for the coronavirus vaccine as many report record infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. The number of Americans hospitalized with COVID-19 hit an all-time high in the U.S. yesterday at more than 100,000, and many hospitals are at the breaking point. Today, Arizona alone reported more than 5,000 new cases for a second straight day, as the number of available intensive care beds there fell below 10%. Nevada reported 48 deaths yesterday, that state's deadliest day since the onset of the pandemic. Pennsylvania's top health official says intensive care beds there could be full this month. Vice President Pence received a assessment of the current state of the coronavirus pandemic in the U.S. during a visit to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. NPR's Tamara Keith explains while vaccines are coming soon, CDC officials are calling for people to take precautions now.
Pence, who heads the White House Coronavirus Task Force, tried to project optimism, saying this is a season of hope. But top officials at the CDC told him that hospitalizations and deaths are rising, healthcare providers are overstretched, beds are full, and slowing the spread is now essential. Dr. Henry Walke is director of the CDC's Division of Preparedness and Emerging Infections. He says Americans need to
use a mask, wash their hands, maintain their distance, avoid crowded indoor, unventilated spaces, and get tested.
The CDC is out with new guidelines advising universal mask wearing indoors outside the home and discouraging dining indoors at restaurants. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
U.S. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos has announced that pandemic relief will continue for about 41 million federal student loan borrowers until January 31st. In March, borrowers were granted a reprieve on their loan payments. Interest was set to zero, and collections of defaulted student loans were stopped because of the coronavirus pandemic. On Wall Street today, the Dow is up 248 points. This is NPR. The lawyer for a 17-year-old accused of fatally shooting two people and wounding a third during a night of unrest in Wisconsin is now extracting himself from the criminal defense. That's after prosecutors raised ethical concerns about the lawyer. Los Angeles-based civil lawyer John Pierce has been at the forefront of the case of Kyle Rittenhouse, who's accused of carrying out the shootings during a protest in Kenosha this past summer. He was also key in raising the $2 million bail for Rittenhouse. Prosecutors contend Pierce has significant personal financial difficulties. Farmers are feeling more pessimistic in the aftermath of the presidential election. Harvest Public Media's Dana Cronin has that story.
The monthly Ag Economy Barometer, put out by Purdue University, calculates how optimistic agriculture producers are feeling. In October, the barometer recorded its highest ever index. In November, though, that number plummeted. Michael Langemeyer helps calculate the index. He says this month's survey reflects dissatisfaction with the outcome of the presidential election.
You have a change in the party that's running the White House. There's going to be changes in how people view policy issues.
Langemeyer says farmers are still relatively optimistic in the short term due to high crop prices and good trade news. For NPR News, I'm Dana Cronin in Urbana, Illinois.
A week after the company was fined for delaying safety recalls, Korean automaker Hyundai says it's recalling about 130,000 vehicles in the U.S. because the engines could fail. Owners will be notified next year with dealers responsible for replacing the engines if it's found bearings are damaged. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.